There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Heaven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The days are getting better. They really are. Temperatures are warmer. The snow's melting. And we'll all be in the yard very, very soon. Hopefully, a lot of you already are. And you're beginning to do some cleanup. And the first thing that really needs to be done, we talked about putting down the turf turbo to make your soil less acidic. And just before the break, I told you how important it is to use the turf turbo because of the amount of fertilizer that becomes available to your plant. So if your soil is very acid, where it's 4.5 or 5, 50 to 70% of the fertilizer that you put down is not available. So let's say you spend $100 on fertilizer. Your pH is 4.5. $71 of that food is not available to the plant. If you take that pH and you bring it down, or up, I should say, to 6, 80% becomes available to the plant. If you bring it down up again to 6.5 to 7, which is neutral, 100% of the fertilizer is available to the plant. So, you want to have it tested. Some of the garden centers test it. One company is Natural Alternative, and we've talked all winter about their natural ice melt. Well, if you go to their website, which is natural-alternative.com, and what you want to do is you want to ask them for a free soil test. And they'll send you an envelope. You're going to put your soil in it. You're going to mail it to them and fill out the form. And then they're going to call you and tell you what your soil is like. And they'll make a recommendation on the fertilizer that you should use on your lawn or in your garden. It's free, $25, no charge. And then, if you order the fertilizer from them, free delivery, and they'll give you a 10% discount. So go to natural-alternative.com, and let's get that grass growing. But give it a good raking. Anything that's been packed with the weight of the snow and the ice and the rain, a good stiff raking lifts up the blades of grass, minimizes diseases, and once you get the food and the lime on, they'll thicken, and that will mean less disease problems. So Let's get on it. Let's get moving. And we'll be ready when the season is ready for us. Now, if you have a question, the number to call is 855-660-4261. You're going to talk with Daniel. He'll get you set up. And then we can solve a problem that you have so that you don't have that problem over your head all of this coming year. We've had a long winter, and we need to get started on the right foot so that we can enjoy our garden, sit back in the backyard, and just go, wow, winter's done. Let's have a cookout. Oh, wouldn't that hamburger taste good now? Cook on the grill.
Ooh.
Hot dog. Cold bottle of beer. Oh, man. It's coming, folks. So keep thinking positive. But give us a call. We'll work together, and we'll see that it gets done. Now, your fruit trees need to be taken care of. So use the oil and the lime sulfur, and that will eliminate the insects on your tree. And that can be done as long as you have a temperature above 40. Okay? If it's above 40, spray, and you're going to eliminate at least 50% of the potential problems. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kristen from Maine, and she's got a question about crabgrass.
Kristen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I live in Sydney, Maine, and my grass is generally pretty spotty. I do have some mossy areas. But the specific problem I'm calling about is that last year I bought quite a few elderberry bushes and planted them on one side of my yard, and by the end of the season, I was overrun with crabgrass. So I'm looking for a potential solution for that problem.
Okay. So the crabgrass was in the lawn or in the planting bed?
Well, what I did is I had the section of my lawn tilled and put in the plants, and then allowed the grass to grow except specifically right around the elderberry plant. So it was that whole side of the lawn.
Okay. So now would you rather have it, do you want grass to grow there, or do you want it like a mulch-type bed?
Well, mulch around the plants.
Okay, and then between the plants you want grass, right?
Well, that was my initial thought. I don't know, maybe that's not going to work.
Yeah, no, you can do that. Okay, now the thing that you want to do is you want to go down to your local nursery and you want to buy a fertilizer with a crabgrass preventer for new seeding. It's going to cost you a little bit more money than a regular fertilizer with a crabgrass preventer, but this particular fertilizer is called a smart fertilizer because it knows the difference between a crabgrass seed and a crabgrass plant and good grass. So if you buy the everyday crabgrass control and you put down grass seed, it's going to kill a grass seed as well as the crabgrass. So you need one that will allow you to plant grass seed at the same time. And your local nursery can help you to select that. So what you would do is you would select the areas where you want the grass to grow, mulch in around your shrubbery that you planted. Add some lime or some turf turbo to make the soil sweeter, and that will make the fertilizer work better so that the seed will germinate better. And then you put down this product, and your grass will come in nice and thick, but the crabgrass seed itself will die. Crabgrass is an annual. So all the crabgrass that you had last year is all dead. Unfortunately, before it died, it said, hey, I got to get ready for next year. And each crabgrass plant has the capability of making 500 seeds.
Mm.
So that's why you've got to use a crabgrass preventer for new seeding. And if you do that, you'll have a nice green lawn, no crabgrass, mulch around your plants, a healthy lawn, and you'll be in good shape. But you've got to stress the point when you go to the garden center, the nursery, the feed and grain. I want grass seed, and I want a crabgrass preventer and fertilizer combination, and you'll be in great shape.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
From simple to gourmet, nothing's fresher or tastier in recipes than homegrown, vine-ripened veggies and savory herbs. Do you grow your own? With Bonnie Plants, a kitchen garden at your back door or in containers can produce an amazing harvest for cooking and for sharing. Find how-tos, plans, and more at BonniePlants.com. Your recipes might not change, but your results sure will. Fresh, healthy Bonnie veggies and herbs. Get growing.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizer in Gloucester, Mass. Are you ready to get out and do some gardening? Do you plant vegetables, herbs, or flowers? Do you want to have green, healthy, weed, and grub-free lawns all organically? Then Neptune's Harvest Fertilizers are for you. Neptune's Harvest is family-owned, local, and sustainable. You can really feel good about using our products, and the results are truly amazing. Our organic fertilizers can be used on everything you grow. Benefits include increased yield and quality, better tasting and more nutritious produce, less insect and disease damage, no deer problems, and bright, vivid flowers. We even have a turf formula designed for lawns. To see testimonials and photos of the unbelievable results achieved, please visit NeptunesHarvest.com. Neptune's Harvest comes in retail and bulk sizes and can be found at your local garden store. Give Neptune's Harvest a try this year. You'll be glad you did. Neptune's Harvest, products from the ocean to set your plants in motion.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The Clean and Green Sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his Clean and Green Sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80. Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and if we can help you, the number here is toll free 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dee from Maine, and she's got a question about soil moist.
Dee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Well, my daughter has adopted a garden in downtown Bangor, and I was telling her about the soil moist because she's not going to be able to run downtown every day and water. And she said that the tablets or the product itself isn't biodegradable. Is it?
Well, the soil moist is a product that's used in babies' diapers. Okay? That's how safe it is. And the reason that it's not biodegradable is when you add it to your soil, it will continue to retain moisture in the soil for a 3 to 5 year period. And after 3 to 5 years, then it will fall apart, break down, and dissolve in the ground. So it is biodegradable, but it has a lifespan in the soil, which is good because you don't have to be adding it every single year to your garden.
Okay. She's awful hard to convince of anything because she's so organic-minded, and you know how it is.
Right, right.
The other question I have is I have a large paved driveway, and I'd like to put some planters on part of the driveway,
okay,
some raised beds. Now, is that going to be too much heat if I put it directly on the driveway?
I'm glad you asked that. We had a sponsor that we started last year, and the name of the company is called a Smart, S-M-A-R-T, pot. And the Smart Pot was developed for the nursery industry. And what they did is they would go out into the field, they dig a hole, put the smart pot in, fill it with soil, and put the plant in it in the ground. And when the plant was large enough to be dug, they dug it up, pot and all, and they shipped it to the local nursery. And now what they've done is they're making the pot available to you, the homeowner. Well, before they did that, they sent the smart pot to the University of New Hampshire last year. And they ran the tests during June, July, and August. And they had ceramic pots, plastic pots, clay pots, and the smart pot, and all kinds of different types of containers. They chose pots the same size, filled them with different types of soil, and planted different types of vegetables in them on asphalt. And they wanted to see what was going to happen. And when the season finished, it blew everybody's mind because they thought that a clay pot or a plastic pot would retain the moisture, would not absorb the heat, would do very, very well. They even did whiskey barrels. The smart pot is made out of a type of landscape fabric. It's not a great looking pot, but what they found out is the soil stayed 20 degrees cooler. It required 50% less water, and it produced 50% more vegetables in the pot. And you can buy the smart pot at your local nursery. They have all different sizes.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's ARMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Good morning and welcome to the Fall Parent Guide Club. Our number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marilyn from Maine, and she's got a question about her walking stick plant.
Marilyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your walking stick?
Oh, my goodness. I'm heartbroken. My main twisted branches of my walking stick bush, which is about 8 feet tall, has absolutely split. Can I tie or repair the split? I hate to chop one of these main twisted branches off. Oh, I feel terrible.
Okay, can you turn off your radio in the background? I'm getting a double, there we go.
Okay, did you hear me?
Yeah, I did. Now, it's split in the middle?
Yes.
Okay, now,
Is it
still attached?
Yes.
Okay. What I want you to do is get somebody to give you a hand, and I want to see you to see if you can put the split back together so it's going to look like it never happened.
I see.
Okay? Okay? Now, do that and then measure the thickness where the two branches come together. And if the split, let's say, is 3 or 4 inches, then what I would do is I would go down to the hardware store and get a brass screw, a wood brass screw.
And is it wood?
What? No, a brass screw.
Oh, brass screw. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to do is measure, when you put the two branches together, how thick it is from one side to the other. And to make it easy, let's say it's going to be 2 inches. You want to buy a screw that's going to be 1.5 inches in length, because you don't want to go through both branches. And what you're going to do is you're going to put one screw on the right side of the split into the left branch, and then you're going to do the opposite on the other side, go in from the left into the right side, and that will hold it together. Now, just to be on the safe side for this year, get some duct tape and wrap the branch with the duct tape, and that will give it some additional strength. And you're going to leave it like that until next spring. Next spring, remove the duct tape, but leave the screws in place. It's just like if you break a leg. They'll put a screw to hold the bone together, and then the bone will heal. And the two screws that you put in this split will hold the two branches together. It will give them time to knit and grow together again. But that duct tape around it, when it gets windy, will give it additional strength, minimize moving, and it will help the plant to heal the split. And again, after a year, take out the duct tape, but the screws stay in those branches permanently.
Oh my goodness. It really is a big production, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's the only way that you can do it. I mean, if you were going to hire a landscaper or a tree company to come in and do it, that's how they would do it. And you can do it yourself, but you need two people. One person to hold it so that it lines up exactly the way it was. And then again, measure it. If it measures 3 inches, then you'll need a screw 2.5 inches in length so that it doesn't come out the other end. And the other thing that you can do, if you notice after you have put the two screws in to hold it together, and I've done that with a Japanese red maple 2 years ago, it didn't seem to fit quite as firm as I wanted to. So I went in the house. I got a candle. I lit the candle and I poured the melted wax in that crack and it sealed it. And then I wrapped it with the duct tape, and that way the water couldn't get in, the insects couldn't get in, the tree could still heal, and it pushed out the wax as it did. And then I took out the duct tape. The screws were there to hold it in place permanently, and the tree did very, very well.
Thank you. It's quite an unusual response. I'm very happy that you understood what I'm going through to see this. It's such a beautiful bush. It's about 8 or 9 feet tall, very thick.
Yeah. And see, the other thing that you could do, too, is after you've put the screws and the duct tape further up where these two branches come together, if you want, take a piece of green garden twine and tie the two branches together, just like a single loop. And that will, again, hold those two branches in place so there's less of a give and less of a chance when it's windy, when you get a heavy rain, that it's going to start to move where you've put those screws. And like when you break a leg, they put the two screws in and then they put a cast on your leg so that you don't move that leg, and that gives time for the bone to heal. And you're doing the same thing, Dr. Marilyn.
Oh, you're a miracle worker, honestly. Bless your heart. Thank you so very much for such a thoughtful response.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You have a wonderful day, and say to yourself, I can do this. And, you know, just get one of your kids or your husband, get out there, and, you know, the sooner you can do it, the better. Because right now, all the sap, even though you've got cold weather and you've got snow on the ground, the sooner that you can repair this, the better success you'll have.
Like
thank you.
10 feet of snow on top of everything else.
I know. I still have a good 3 feet at my house in Kennebunk. So, you know, it's not the best of springs, but when it does break, man, I'm going to have to run like crazy to get caught up, but I will get it done. It will be worth the effort. And I will have a good garden this year. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much.
Bye-bye now. Now, if we can help you, don't be shy. Now's the time that we've got to make a plan, a strategy, a way that we're going to attack our yard. And if you need some help in planning that strategy, call me. It's toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Okay? Call us. Let's work together. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Linda from South Carolina, and she's got a question about blueberries and blackberries.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, thank you, Paul, for having me on.
My pleasure.
You had talked a few weeks or a few months ago, I don't remember, about the blueberry bushes and why they didn't do well. And you had said because they like acidity, and of course I had this wonderful compost, you know, that I had put all around them, and
right.
They didn't do well. So I don't remember what you said to do. I know you said to make the soil acidic, but I also wondered about my blackberry bushes. Does the same thing hold for them and like for my grapes, or is it just blueberries?
Only blueberries like it acidic.
Okay.
Out of all the fruits and berries and nuts and things that we grow for food, blueberries are the one that really, really benefit with an acid soil. And the compost that you added is going to help the blueberries to produce a better root system. It's going to feed the plant. It's going to create insulation on top of the soil so that when you get hot weather during July and August, you'll have less evaporation of the soil moisture from the sun. So what you need to do is you need to go to a garden center or feed and grain store. Sometimes hardware stores will have it. and you want a soil acidifier. And it's called aluminum, just like aluminum foil, but aluminum sulfate, S-U-L-F-A-T-E, aluminum sulfate. And
all
you
right.
would sprinkle that around your plant, scratch it in, and then when it rains, it will wash it into the root zone, and it will make the soil more acidic, and your blueberries will become more productive. Now, it's not going to happen overnight, but you'll notice bigger, juicier berries this year. You'll have an increase in berry count next year, and then an increase again every year you add that aluminum sulfate.
Well, Paul, how much of that do I add and how often?
Okay, how big are your plants?
Oh, they're not big at all. They're only like 2.5, 3 feet tall. They're
okay.
young.
Then I would put a good mounded handful.
Okay.
And just sprinkle it around it, scratch it into the soil. The rain will wash it in. And then the bacteria and the microbes will attack the aluminum sulfate, break it down so that the plant can absorb it and get that acidity inside the plant to give you better tasting, juicier, and larger. And then on all of your other plants, use a slow-release organic. And if you can find vegetable tone.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Beautiful morning. The snow's melting, where patches of green grass are beginning to appear, where the drifts weren't too bad, and it's making us feel a little bit better. And the one thing that you can do, if you're really anxious, and you know where you planted some of your spring flowering bulbs, grab a shovel today and go in that garden and take some of the snow away and open up that ground. And that way the sun can penetrate it and it will warm it up. And your daffodils and your other bulbs will begin to come out of the ground sooner. I did that, and I've got daffodils. The foliage is up about 2 inches. And the one place where I always plant flowers, and I always get them early, is near my dryer vent exhaust. So when you turn on the dryer and it exhausts the heat coming from it, it always makes like a, maybe like a 2.5 foot circle. And in that circle, I put early blooming flowers. They do have some lint on them, but I'll tell you, it's a good thing to see after a winter like this. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. Okay, Daniel, who's up next? Yep.
You there?
Yep.
Hey, sorry about that. We got Danny from Maine up next. He's got a question about starting a garden.
Danny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Paul. First, I want to thank you for your show. I work on the road on Sunday mornings, and take up a couple hours of my day. It's really nice.
Thank you.
I have two large beds that are full of all kinds of plants, everything from daisies to hops. I want to completely wipe those out and start from scratch and make vegetable gardens out of them.
Okay.
I have no idea how to start with that.
Well, what I would do, I mean, once the snow melts and you can speed up that process by, you know, getting some of the snow off the beds, as soon as the ground is workable and the frost is out of the garden, then you can rent a rototiller, if they're large gardens, and just till the gardens, and that will break apart everything that's there, rake them clean, and then you'd be ready to plant. If things come up, you could dig them up and toss them in your compost pile. If there's some good things in there, what I would do is, if you have neighbors that like to garden or friends that like to garden, invite them over and say, hey, I don't want flowers anymore. I want to plant a vegetables in this area. If you'd like some various plants, bring some cardboard boxes over, and we'll dig them, and you can take them home and plant them in your garden.
That's a good idea.
And that way they're not just, you know, rototilled and torn apart and destroyed. But I had a
Go ahead.
I had a long perennial garden along a split rail fence, and I was having problem with grass coming in from both ends, and the perennials kept getting filled with grass, and it was very time consuming. So one year I started to dig. I put them in boxes. I put them on the side of the road, free plants, and as fast as I could dig and box them, people were taking them away. And now this bed has hydrangea and rose mallow, which is a big hibiscus, lots of mulch, and it works very well. But that's what I would do to start. Get a soil test and then plant the vegetables that you like, and you'll have a great looking garden. And if
great,
we
thank
can,
you, Paul. I appreciate that.
And if we can help you, just give us a call.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.